Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. Let's get our day started off with a question. Here's our question for today. When do you think it is okay to quit something?
When do I think it's okay to quit something? Well, for me, I only quit something after I feel I have worked as hard as I can at learning to do it or succeeding, and I have asked the right people for help. If I've done those two things and I still can't succeed, then I'll probably quit.
Yeah, I think it's often okay to quit something. Just don't do it as soon as something gets hard. Really think it through. Is this the right decision for me? Sometimes you're doing something that maybe you shouldn't be doing. It's not what's best for you, so quitting is just fine.
Well, we are going to talk about two different points of view in our article today, friends. Some people think that you should never quit, and some people might give up too soon. We'll talk about all of that in our lesson called, Can I Quit If I'm Not Good at Something? Let's get started.
Can I quit if I'm not good at something? It all depends on... Quitting is often seen as a sign of being weak. However, it is not always a bad decision. This is especially true when someone is not good at something. The idea that persistence always leads to success can mislead people. While effort and practice matter, they do not guarantee improvement or satisfaction in every situation.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 mislead 这个动词 ，lead 是领导、带领的意思。前面加上 MIS 这个表示错误或是否定的字首时，意思就变成误导或是使产生错误印象。来看例句 ：The deceptive packaging was designed to mislead customers into thinking the product was of higher quality。这种具有欺骗性的包装，目的在误导消费者，让他们以为商品品质比较好。片语 mislead someone about something 表示在某事上误导某人。譬如 Trudy's natural charm often misleads single men about her true intentions. Trudy 天生的吸引力常常让单身男士误以为她另有所图。另外一个带有 MIS 字首的动词是 misconstrue， 意思是误解或是曲解。譬如People often misconstrue her quiet nature as weakness, when in fact it reflects thoughtfulness. 人们常把她安静的性格误认为软弱，其实这正反映了她深思熟虑的本质。
When is it okay to quit something? That's the question we started off today's lesson with, and it's also the question we'll be exploring throughout our lesson.
Well, let's get going on answering this question. We start by seeing our lesson say, it all depends on, and then we see three dots.
Yes, it all depends on what? Well, that's what we'll be talking about. Quitting is often seen as a sign of being weak. However, it is not always a bad decision.
We read on, this is especially true when someone is not good at something. The idea that persistence always leads to success can mislead people.
Well, let's talk about one of those words in there first. The idea of persistence. If you have persistence, you will continue to try at something, even when it gets hard.
Here's an example of how you could use persistence in a sentence. Persistence can lead to success.
Right. But it doesn't always. This is true. Sometimes you're just not all that good at something. If I really wanted to be persistent at playing basketball all the way up to the NBA, I would probably never succeed.
There are some times where it's a good idea to quit. Let's find out what some of those instances are, friends. While effort and practice matter, they do not guarantee improvement or satisfaction in every situation. We see that word effort there, friends. We're talking here about hard work or trying.
For example, it takes quite a bit of effort to learn a skill. Sometimes the hardest things are the things that are most worth it.
That is true. We see another great word to talk about, friends, and it's that word guarantee. A guarantee is a promise that something will happen.
For example, no one can guarantee perfect weather. We're just not in control of it.
That's right. One more word we need to talk about from this sentence, and it's that word satisfaction. Satisfaction is feeling happy because something is good.
All right. For example, helping others can bring you a lot of satisfaction or happiness.
So let's talk about what this last sentence means, Garrett. While effort and practice matter, they do not guarantee improvement. This is true. Have you ever had something that you really wanted to learn, friends, and you just keep doing it over and over and practicing, but in the end, you still don't get good at that thing? I know that's happened to me.
Yeah, I've even had that happen to me with language learning. I remember taking Spanish classes in high school. I spent a lot of time doing homework and practicing in class, but ultimately I didn't have the right strategies to do it, so the practice wasn't very effective.
When I was growing up, I really wanted to learn how to draw because I enjoyed drawing, but I never sat down and learned the right techniques or had anyone show me how to do it properly. And even though I practiced over and over, I never got good. So I think technique is a big part of this.
Yeah, sometimes doing something in the right way can be better than doing something for a long time. Well, we have more to say on this topic. Right now, let's go to our next reading.
Can I quit if I'm not good at something? If an activity causes constant frustration, stress, or loss of confidence, continuing may do more harm than good. Time and energy are limited, and spending them on something that brings little progress or enjoyment can prevent a person from discovering other strengths. In this sense, quitting can be a thoughtful choice rather than an act of giving up.
Frustration 这个名词意思是挫折、懊恼。譬如 ,He slammed the door in frustration, unable to hide his anger and disappointment. 他沮丧地用力关上门，掩饰不住自己的怒气与失望。惯用于 throw one's hands up in frustration 的意思呢，是因挫折而放弃或表现出无奈。譬如 ,When the computer crashed for the third time today,I threw my hands up in frustration. 当电脑今天第三次宕机时，我沮丧地两手一摊。Frustration 的动词形态是 frustrate, 意思是使受挫、阻挠。譬如 ,The winds constantly frustrated Perry's efforts to rake the leaves. 阵风一直阻挠 Perry 把落叶扫除干净。
So, if it's just fine to quit when things get hard, should we be doing that all the time? Let's talk about this some more.
Okay, we get right into it by reading, if an activity causes constant frustration, stress, or loss of confidence, Continuing may do more harm than good. This is a great phrase for us to learn about together.
Yeah, and probably one you'll hear quite often. If something does more harm than good, it causes more problems than the benefits it gives you.
Let's try to use it in a sentence. Yelling during an argument may do more harm than good.
That is for sure. Okay, so it may do more harm than good. Time and energy are limited. You don't have all the time and energy in the world. And spending them on something that brings little progress or enjoyment can prevent a person from discovering other strengths.
That's right. I totally agree with this, friends. Let's learn about a few of the terms we saw in that sentence. First is that word progress. Progress is the idea of moving forward or getting better.
For example, by going to class today and learning some new techniques, I made good progress.
There's another term that we want to talk about, and it's that word prevent. If you prevent something, you stop it from happening.
Here's another example sentence. Exercise can help prevent illness.
Let's talk about this sentence now that we understand those words. The idea here is that if you're spending a lot of time trying to learn something, but maybe you're just not making any progress or not getting any better, if you're doing all of that and losing the time you could be spending on something else, it could be a good idea to just stop.
Yeah, this reminds me of my time growing up. I loved playing sports. I spent a lot of time on it. My brother wanted to be like me, so he started off doing the same thing. It just caused a lot of frustration. There was very little progress or enjoyment. So he was able to quit playing sports and take his time towards something he enjoyed.
I think another thing to point out here is what we're talking about is if you're not getting enjoyment from something or if it's causing stress. I think if there's something that you like to do, you're not good at it and you're not making progress, but you really enjoy doing it, that's still okay. The point here is that we don't want to be in a constant state of frustration or stress.
Yeah, and we don't want to waste our time. We want to put it toward things that matter. Well, we have one more sentence here. We read, in this sense, quitting can be a thoughtful choice rather than an act of giving up.
Let's talk about an act of, friends. This is just a single action or behavior.
For example, giving him a hug was an act of kindness.
All right, so we've talked about a lot of things so far, friends, and we have more to discuss in just a moment. But right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Just give up. Wait, no, don't. Imagine you're trying to solve a super hard puzzle and there are pieces everywhere. With the hours ticking by, your brain hurts, your eyes are blurry, and finally you push the table away and say, I give up. That moment when you stop trying because it's too tough, that's the classic meaning of give up, to quit or stop making an effort. Give up has other cool meanings too. It can mean to surrender in a game or fight. For example, the pirates saw the Navy ship coming and decided to give up without a battle. It can also mean to hand something over to someone else. For example, when the teacher asked for the cell phone, the student gave up and handed it over. And sometimes it means to stop having or doing something, like a habit. For example, my uncle finally gave up smoking after years of trying. Now he runs every morning. Here are two more fun give phrases. Give in means to agree after resisting for a while, often because someone persuaded you. For example, I said no to extra dessert 10 times, but Mom's puppy eyes made me give in. Give away can mean to reveal a secret by accident or to donate something for free. For example, he gave away the surprise party when he asked, "Where's the cake?" too loudly. I once tried to build a tower of cards for a whole hour. It kept falling, but I refused to give up. When it finally stood tall, the victory felt huge. Quitting is easy, but sticking with something can lead to awesome moments. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Can I quit if I'm not good at something? That said, quitting too quickly can also be a mistake. Being not good at something at the beginning is normal, and many skills require patience and consistent effort. The key question is whether the challenge offers meaningful growth or only repeated discouragement. Trying long enough to make a good decision is important.
It doesn't always take patience to be good at something. Sometimes it's just luck or a low bar for what counts as good. 要精通某件事不一定都需要有耐心，有时只是运气好或对精通的标准很低。片语 try someone's patience 表示考验某人的耐心，譬如 The students' questions were trying the professor's patience since they were largely irrelevant to the class topic.学生的问题在考验教授的耐心，因为大多数问题都与课程主题无关。来学一个惯用语 ，someone's patience is wearing thin， 意思是某人的耐心逐渐耗尽。譬如 ，My sister's patience is wearing thin as her kids keep whining about the dinner she cooked。我妹妹的耐心快耗尽了，因为她的小孩不停地抱怨她做的晚餐。All right, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us and see you next time.
So we've talked about some good reasons why you might want to quit something that you've been putting a lot of time and energy into. But right now, let's put our foot on the brakes. We don't want to quit just yet.
That's right. We see that here in our next section. That said, quitting too quickly can also be a mistake.I like that we've started off this paragraph with that phrase, that said. This is referring back to what was already stated. And even though that is true, here's something else to consider.
Right, you could also use the word however here. Here's another example sentence. This bag is expensive. That said, I think it's worth it.
All right, so let's keep reading here, friends. Being not good at something at the beginning is normal. Isn't this true? A lot of times when we want to learn a new skill or get better at something, we're not going to be that good right away.
We look really forward to the day when we're good at that thing, but those early days can be pretty difficult.
And stressful for me. I don't like it when I'm not good at something right away, and personally, I can be tempted to quit.
I think I agree with that totally. Well, many skills require patience and consistent effort. That word consistent here describes something that you're doing regularly or the same way over and over again.
If you play an instrument, you know it's important to be consistent with practicing.
Yeah, in that case, you try not to skip days when you would practice in whatever schedule you've planned out.
It can be very tempting when you're trying to learn something new to just try a little bit and then when you're in the mood, try it again. But I think the point our lesson is making here is that you need to be consistent in learning that skill or trying something new. Do it a little bit all the time, whether you feel like it or not.
Yeah, and then sometimes, there will be certain days when you really experience progress, you see that you're getting better at it, and that can give you motivation to keep going.
I agree. We see a really good word in the next sentence, friends, that tells us it's something important that we need to pay attention to. We see that word key. key question. The key question is whether the challenge offers meaningful growth or only repeated discouragement. Discouragement can be difficult to deal with.
Absolutely. Discouragement is the feeling like you want to give up or you're just constantly frustrated.
Yeah, here's an example of how you could use it in a sentence. Don't let discouragement stop you.
Now, keep in mind, friends, discouragement is the opposite of the word encouragement. If you feel that sense of progress or other people compliment you, they're giving you encouragement, which makes you want to keep going.
That's right. So here, the key question we're asking is this challenge helping you grow? Are you learning something new? Are you improving yourself through it? Or is it just making you feel discouraged all the time?
Well, we read on, trying long enough to make a good decision is important. We've talked about this a couple of times. Don't quit something right as it gets difficult or frustrating. You need to give it a little time.
I think that this requires a lot of wisdom and knowing yourself really well, just knowing how much time you might need. Sometimes you could fail for a week or 2 weeks or a few years and you're not ready to give up. You would really need some discernment to know if at any point during that time it would have been better to quit.
Yeah, I think it's important for us to think about what exactly we're talking about. Maybe you're trying to learn something that's really important to get to some goal you have. In that case, you might need to go through some frustration or maybe even a little discouragement to get there. Other things you might just be learning for fun and they're not as important.
I'm thinking now of skills that we already have, like teaching, for example. Teaching is something I already know how to do, but I shouldn't ever quit when it gets hard. I need to constantly be improving. And it's the same with language learning as well.
Absolutely, friends. Well, we have more to say in just a moment, but right now, let's go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 if 条件句的句型，它要来表达若什么什么则什么什么的假设情况。来看这个句子 ：If an activity causes constant frustration, stress, or loss of confidence, continuing may do more harm than good。其中 if 子句中提出某种假设或前提，后面的主要子句则说明在这个条件发生后的后果或推论。如果要描述未来可能发生的情况 ，if 子句要用现在简单式而不是未来式，而主要子句则用 will、may、can 等助动词。来看这个例句。If you manage your time well, you will achieve better academic results. 如果你妥善管理时间，你就会取得更好的学习成绩。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of the first part of this article, so let's take a moment and review some of the things we learned today.
All right, friends, we are asking the question today, is it okay or when is it okay?To quit something you're doing, we especially talked about learning new skills.
Yeah, and I personally think that it is okay to quit if you're really not good at something. I think sometimes, especially if you're a perfectionist, you think you need to be good at everything. But in reality, it can be better to just get better at the skills you already have.Rather than just trying to be good at everything.
At the same time, it's important not to give up on something as soon as it gets hard. Very often in life, those things that are the most difficult can be the most rewarding or worth it.
What do you think, friends? This is something you can be thinking about because we have more to talk about tomorrow. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow.Right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.